What kind of shoes, and did you wear a hose?
More army issue hose shoes, and the hose were cotton.
Because there was no silk available during the war.
Silk wasn't available.
Did you like those?
Hated them.
Were they warm?
Oh yeah, they were warm.
And what were the shoes like? Did they have a heel or?
They had a low heel.
Okay.
They were walking shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They had, were laced.
Mm-hmm. And did you take care of your own uniform, or did a laundry or cleaners on base do that?
Well, you could send your uniform to the laundry, and most of us sent shirts to the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also wash things out in the laundry room.
Okay. Were you, could you wear makeup and jewelry?
I don't remember much about it, except you didn't wear, might wear a ring, plain ring, nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you were married, you wore a wedding ring.
So there were married women?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that.
There were several. Some of their husbands were overseas.
Mm-hmm. But not women with children?
I don't know of any that had children.
Okay.
Well, I'll take it back. I didn't know one. But she and her husband were divorced, and he had the custody of the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did the young women come from all over the United States, or?
All over.
Did you make some good friends?
Oh, yes.
And did you stay in contact with?
Some of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I still hear from one at Christmas.
Oh, really?
And she's even older than I am, so.
Mm-hmm. So through the years, you've kept in contact?
At Christmas time, I always hear from Ann.
Okay.
And I kept in contact with Stevie. Stevie was our barracks sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
And kept in touch with her as long as she lived.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that was next to me, I wish I could have kept in contact with her. But you know how things are, you drift apart.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I ran around with a lot, and I didn't hear from her one Christmas. I sent her a Christmas card, and after about 3 months it came back. And I knew I'd never hear from that one again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a particular strong memory of maybe some of the things that you did either on or the job that you'd like to tell?
Well, I can't think of it right now.
Okay. Then let's talk about you moved up to be a sergeant.
Yes.
What was the process there?
Well, this was a new base for women, mm-hmm. and it was more or less they moved you up as fast as they thought they could.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd been in about 4 or 5 months when I got corporal training.
Okay.
And I believe I was given a sergeant's rating about the time I'd been in a year.
So what, you say corporal training, what would?
Corporal, yeah. Rating.
Oh, rating. Do you know why you got that rating? Did you have to do certain things?
Well, they more or less called me in charge of the military personnel in that department.
Okay. Do you think it was because maybe you were a little older than some of them, or? Because you were skillful, or?
I think it's because I applied myself and did my job.
Okay. Good. And then within several months, you were a sergeant. And how did that change? I mean, then what did you do differently because you were a sergeant?
I didn't do anything differently, really. Mm-hmm. I was still in charge of the military personnel in there, but mm-hmm. I outranked them too, so. Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
Excuse me, there weren't very many of them mm-hmm. in the department. I think 6 or 7 at one time, as many as I had.
Okay, and it's all women, no men?
No, I had some men there toward the end.
Mm-hmm. And they were doing essentially the same?
Same thing that we were.
Okay. But you did get more money?
Yes.
You were a sergeant, and you wore different stripes or something?
Yes.
Okay. All right, were you... Did you think that was good, that you became a sergeant?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now let's see. I'm going to catch up, because your experience, of course, is...
quite different than mine.
Yeah, it is. Okay, did we talk about food?
We had good food.
Okay. And there was a mess hall just for... and you were with the men?
No. No. Men could eat there if they were invited, if you wanted to take them, but okay. It was women.
All right. So basically you were segregated from men quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they warn you of the dangers of men?
No. The only men that were supposedly allowed on the post were garbage men and the men that tended the furnaces. We didn't have to tend our furnaces.
Okay.
And they had to be out by 9 o'clock.
Okay, all right. So here was a post, and here's where the women were, and then there was a different section.
Different area.
Okay, all right. And you simply didn't mingle except social activities or something
right.
like that. Okay, and did the base provide those social activities?
Well, companies would have a party, and there was a... I can't hold a conversation anymore.
That happens to everyone. Would the USO bring...
I don't remember the USO, except bring once or twice. They brought people into a dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the dances were at a central area where men and women both were welcomed.
Okay.
There were programs put on occasionally.
Mm-hmm. So how did you spend your leisure time when you weren't working in the evenings and weekends, if you didn't go off base on a pass?
You read, or you maybe got some playing cards of some kind. Mm-hmm. Or
what kind of card game might you play?
Well, you could play any card game you wanted to.
Did you play poker?
I never did, but
okay.
I didn't learn to play poker. My husband tried to teach me one time after we married.
Never caught on. Did you smoke, or did a lot of the women smoke?
Some of them did.
Mm-hmm.
I never did smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Never had the desire to.
Okay. But it was fairly popular, wasn't it, to
yes.
smoke? At the dances, what were some of the specific dances that you did? Do you remember? No? But did you have to dress in uniform when you went?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so you were always in uniform?
You were always in uniform.
Even when you went on pass?
Yes.
Oh. Did you get sick of that uniform?
Not particularly.
Okay.
It didn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have, one or two uniforms that you rotated it?
I believe we had two.
Okay. All right. And if your shoes would wear out, you would be issued a new pair of shoes, or with the hose?
Well, I don't remember being issued any more shoes. We were issued 2 pair when we went in, and I was in for 28 months. And
They didn't wear out.
No, they didn't wear out. We did a lot of marching too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the purpose of the marching?
Well, drill formation and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were in Philadelphia, we participated in two or three parades, or we marched quite a ways.
Okay. All right. It's sort of patriotic parades.
Yes.
Okay.
Raising money for bond, selling bonds and stamps and
okay.
so on.
So you were able then to save your money? Because, or
spend it if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Some of them spend everything they got.
Mm-hmm.
Put mine in savings bonds.
Mm-hmm. When you joined, did you join for a certain period of time?
Duration plus 6 months.
Okay, duration of the war.
Plus 6 months.
Okay, all right. So, as the war progressed, how did you receive the news about the war? How did you know what was going on?
Newspapers mostly.
Okay. Radio maybe?
Well, if you happen to be where there was one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any radios in air barracks.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose if you went to movies, they would have that section of news?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember where you were when victory was declared in Europe?
Well, I was on base, but I don't remember when.
Okay.
But I was working the night the news came that the war was over. And
mm-hmm. What about when they dropped the bombs on Japan?
Well, I was working.
Okay. And then you knew that you would be getting out?
Well, we were pretty sure of it.
Mm-hmm. And did you, in fact, then 6 weeks later?
Well, when, by the end of September, I got a letter from the superintendent of school back home, and if I would.
Kept in contact with where you had been teaching before during that time, or they knew
no,
how to get a hold of you?
They knew how. It was near where my mother lived, that particular school was, and they knew the family.
Mm-hmm.
The superintendent knew the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the letter down to the commanding officer, and she said, well, we'll just start processing it, and I wrote him back that I would be there.
Okay.
And approximately when?
Mm-hmm.
And I was out of there within 2 weeks.
Oof, that was fast work.
I was got my discharge the 30th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and they were getting ready to close the women's section on that post.
Oh, really? So everyone was going to be dispersing then?
They were going to be going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of staying in the?
Not really.
Okay. Okay, so when you went home then, you were still teaching math?
I taught math. Well, that small high school town was about the size of Ingalls, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a shortage of teachers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught junior high math, algebra and geometry, eighth grade science. And I think I taught general science that year. I wasn't qualified on the science part, but
mm-hmm.
I taught it anyway. And there was a civics class that I taught.
You were busy.
Well, we had eight periods during the day, 45 minutes.
Okay.
And I don't think I had a vacant period.
Doesn't sound like you would have. How many students would you have had in a class?
It varied. Mm-hmm. The civics class didn't have so many, probably 10 or 12, but mm-hmm. the 8th grade class had around 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it dwindled through high school,
mm-hmm.
got smaller.
Okay. So what you when you went in to the University of
Arkansas.
No. When you were back, yeah. And you said you really learned more about teaching methods than you did about math. So then did you apply some of those teaching methods?
I certainly did.
Okay. When you were at the University of Arkansas, did you not have classes in...
I had classes in teaching methods and all of that.
What you did as a member of the Women's Army Corps, you were able to transfer that to your life after the war.
So, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when the young men in the community started coming home after the war?
Well, some of them pretty soon after.
Mm-hmm.
Howard got home about the 15th of October.
Okay. And that you had, he had been your boyfriend before?
At one time.
Okay.
And we had been corresponding a lot, so.
Mm-hmm. And then he's the one you act?
He's the one I married.
Okay, all right. And did you marry him soon?
In May, next May.
Okay. And then did you continue to teach?
No, he was working in Kansas, so I came to Kansas.
Oh, okay. Where in Kansas?
Close to Burdett.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was he doing?
Farm work.
Oh, farm work. Okay. And how did he get out to Kansas?
That's a long story.
Well.
He came out before the war started,
mm-hmm,
with his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to meet his uncle in Roselle and go home, and a fellow came along and offered him a job for him, 5 or 6 weeks working on the farm. And when that was about to play out, the fellow's father said, well, he had some jobs for him in Ellenwood, and he took him to Ellenwood and he worked for them there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a job in the oil field, and he just stayed.
Okay.
And worked in the oil field for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to work for Milton Bossy,
mm-hmm,
around the elevator there in Ellenwood.
Okay.
And he was working there when the war broke out, and he and knew he was going to be drafted, and he didn't want the Army, so he enlisted in the Navy.
Oh, so where did he see action?
Pacific.
Okay.
And he went in and enlisted in February, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And was on the same ship from the time he finished basic until the war ended.
Oh, is that unusual?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What did he do on this ship? Whoops.
He was in the engine room. He was an engineer. They called him an engineer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And did he talk much about the war? You know, did he have stories? And was it a transport ship or?
No, it was a destroyer.
Oh. So he was then in battle?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So he didn't tell a lot of stories, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know he still had nightmares.
Yeah, because of his experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we got sort of a field there, but I have some... questions. Okay, so when you came back home and you were teaching, it was just as if you were stepping back into how life had been before you...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the experience undoubtedly influenced you or was a important period in your life. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, it was.
Okay, why specifically?
Well, I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that counts in any time.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to see and do things that you would not have been able to do otherwise?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to see anything on the East Coast or... Mm-hmm. Teachers didn't make enough to go traveling anywhere.
When you started teaching before the war, how much did you make? Do you remember?
I think that was 8 months school and I made $70 a month.
Okay.
I came back to Norfolk and I taught for $60 a month for 8 months.
Okay, so that wasn't a lot of money. Or did it seem like a lot of money to you?
It wasn't a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was at Norfolk, I was close enough home that I could see the family.
Mm-hmm. Did you live at home or did you board?
I lived at home.
Okay.
And I rode the school bus.
Oh, you did?
Along with the kids.
Oh.
And those school buses had one long seat the length of the bus on each side and one narrow seat in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen as many as 100 kids on that bus at one time.
Ooh.
Plus the driver,
mm-hmm,
and one of the cooks and another teacher.
Mm-hmm. That also rode to school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gas was still Russian.
Oh, okay. Well, that made sense then. Mm-hmm. Now, did you know how to drive?
No.
No. When did you learn how to drive?
Well, I got my driver's license about 6 weeks before my next and youngest daughter was born.
Oh, okay. Was that hard? Was that difficult?
No, but I needed to drive, and and I tried driving some around the country. We were living out at Calabasta, and I tried driving out around there some. Not very much.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out there in 48.
Okay.
And Howard and another fellow went pheasant hunting the first day of pheasant season, and after he left, the inspectors came to inspect the elevator. So I took my kids and two of them, put them in the car and drove it. I didn't do a very good job, but I got by without having a wreck. I located Howard.
And where was he? Further west? Pheasant hunting?
Well, it was northwest from where we live.
Okay.
And he happened, saw George's car, and I had no idea how to find him, and Howard happened to come to the car for something.
Mm-hmm.
So he went back to see the inspectors.
And he drove on the way back.
Yes.
Well, what did you do? You knew how to get the car started.
Well, I knew how to get the car started all right and get it in the gear.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was a stick shift.
Right.
The roads were pretty level.
Well, that was a pretty gutsy thing to do. How small were your children?
Well, Linda was a baby, and Howard Jr. wasn't yet. Well, I'm not sure Linda had been born then. She wasn't born until December. That just had Howard Jr.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and then after that is when you got the license and...
Well, several years after that.
Well, how did you learn to drive? Just took the car out and started driving, or did someone teach you?
I just started driving, I think.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so you were living on in Calvesta at that time?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this would have been after the war, 48, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was living in Calvesta like?
I love that little community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very small, wasn't it?
Small, yes, but a close-knit community.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live there?
About 10 years or so.
And then you moved to Cimarron?
Cimarron.
Okay, and your husband was with the still with the elevator?
He moved from the bus elevator to
okay.
Cimarron's Equity Co-op.
Okay, all right. Okay, so is there anything else of your experience, either in the Women's Army Corps or when you were teaching, that you think is important and valuable that you'd like to maybe tell a story or give an observation?
Well, not that I can think of.
Okay. Did you realize at the time, or maybe I should ask it this way, was it unusual for women to join the Women's Army Corps?
Well, it was just getting started and they were just beginning to go.
Okay. But in the United States, it wouldn't have been common for women to join.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, and did the did it eventually then just disappear after the war?
Oh, no.
No?
It was, well, I guess it did in a way because the women were accepted into the regular army and so on.
Were there ever any reunions that you went to or?
Well, I haven't been to any. There was one, oh, 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Louisiana, I guess, when they had that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't try to go.
Okay. And you were you given the same benefits of being a veteran as the men?
Yes.
Okay. So when you got out, if you hadn't had a college degree, could you have used the GI Bill?
I think I could.
Okay. And then you're considered a veteran now for
yes.
health and things like that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me look over these. I think maybe we've covered, looking back now with, you know, the years that have intervened, do you think that you were maybe one of those women who broke ground, I mean, by doing something unusual?
Well, I hadn't thought of it like that, but maybe it was.
Mm-hmm. Certainly the women's efforts in the war then was important because it freed up the men
mm-hmm.
so that they could. Did you ever have a desire to travel to Europe and maybe think, oh, maybe I plotted where they were going to be dropping bombs or anything?
Well, not in that way. I would like to have been overseas.
Mm-hmm. When you were in the Corps?
Yes.
Did some women get sent overseas?
Oh, yes. Lots of them did.
And what would they do over there? Basically, drive trucks and things?
Well, some of them did, but they did. They didn't go into the battle line. They were back up, did paperwork and a lot of things like that.
Mm-hmm. Could you have asked to do that?
Well, they sent a questionnaire around to the supervisors and said, list your military personnel in the order that you would want the name that you'd be last giving up at the top and on down, and mine headed the list. So I.
So there was no chance that they would.
There wasn't any chance
that they would see you were too good at doing what you did.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but
well, don't you think your math background probably?
I think it helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in a way, that's a compliment, but in a way, it kept you from maybe going overseas. Yeah. Were there any particular people that you met along the way, maybe, you know, commanding sergeants or something that you have a funny story about or an interesting story?